I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJAN. Starting off in area sports, a couple of notes on a high school coaching front. According to the first report from the Harlan newspapers, longtime Harlan head baseball coach Steve Dagas has retired from the post after 27 seasons at the helm. He won 718 career games, guided Harlan to 16 state tournament appearances, including three state championships and five runner-up finishes. So the legendary Cyclone head man will be heading out of the dugout. Also, after 30 years in coaching, ACGC's Sean Danker has submitted his resignation from the ACGC wrestling post. Danker plans to step away to be able to spend more time watching his son Seth compete. He is a senior this year and has committed to wrestle at Cornell. Danker's coaching journey starting when he was still in college. He's been in it full-time for the past 28 seasons. He will still continue to teach within the district and will also still be helping out with coaching some other sports throughout the year there for the Chargers. In basketball news, the number 2 seed Northwest Missouri State Bearcats will head for a championship here today as they take on top-seeded West Texas A&M in the 2021 NCAA Division II National Championship at 11 o'clock here today at the Ford Center in Evansville, Indiana. The Bearcats claim national championships in 2017 and 2019. Northwest is in the championship for the third time here in the past 4 years. They won titles in 2017 with a victory over Fairmont State and in 2019 with a win over Point Loma. And that game will be broadcast live on CBS. It'll be a national broadcast. Game will also be available on the Bearcat Radio Network and through Westwood One. Senior Ryan Hawkins is averaging a team-high 24.5 points per game in this year's NCAA tournament. He's knocked down a tournament-leading 17 three-pointers. He's shooting 49% from three-point range through four games. The Atlantic native also averaging a team-best 8.5 rebounds per contest. So Bearcat shooting for that title today. Also in college basketball, former Exira EHK star and now Morningside junior Sophia Peppers was named an honorable mention NAIA All-American on Friday. Peppers, who joined the 1,000-point club this season, was ranked nationally among the top 20 in both points and steals here this year. So she gets that honorable mention All-American nod. The UNI women saw their season come to a close with a loss in the WNIT semifinals last night as they fell to Ole Miss 60-50. Carly Rucker led the way for the Panthers with 16 points and 5 assists. In a college basketball coaching note, Shaka Smart is leaving Texas to return to his home state as men's basketball coach at Marquette. He went 109-86 with no NCAA tournament victories in 6 years at Texas after a remarkably successful six-year run at VCU, where he went 163-56 and led the Rams to a Final Four appearance in 2011. The hiring comes a week after Marquette fired Steve Wojciechowski, and Smart's Texas team was upset 53-52 by Abilene Christian in the first round of the NCAA tournament. The NCAA tournament continuing here today as the Sweet 16 round gets fired up here with four games on today's schedule. So they'll determine half of the bracket's regional final contestants after today's games are played. First game of the day will be a 1:40 tip-off this afternoon between Oregon State and Loyola Chicago. And then at 4:15, it'll be Villanova taking on Baylor. Coming up at 6:25 tonight, Oral Roberts takes on Arkansas. And then at 8:55 this evening, it'll be Syracuse facing Houston. Those are your Sweet 16 matchups for today's men's NCAA basketball tournament. The Iowa women continue their run in the NCAA tournament here today as they'll take on top-seeded UConn. The game will feature two phenomenal freshmen, Iowa's Caitlin Clark and UConn's Paige Beckers. They both know each other very well from playing against each other in AAU competition and also playing on the same international team for the U.S., and it should be a great matchup. We'll have coverage of that for you here today. 11:45 is the pregame. Noon is tip-off. We'll have it here on the Hawkeye Radio Network for the Iowa women there in their Sweet 16 play. In football, Northern Iowa football coach Mark Farley says he won't make excuses and the Panthers will prepare for every game like it's the most important of the season. The Panthers visit Western Illinois today, and at 2-3, the FCF playoffs appear to be a long shot. Farley will be without starting quarterback Will McIlvain for the second straight game. He was placed in COVID quarantine one day before last week's loss to Missouri State.
I told you I'd play this whole thing with freshmen if I had to, and I will. And that's just who we are, and I don't think it's right to start something and not attack it with everybody you have.
Farley says it's gotten to the point that he hates hearing his phone ring.
Every phone call I get could change the course of the day and the course of the week. and I've received them sitting on a bus, losing two offense starting offensive linemen on a Wednesday afternoon. I've received it at 7 a.m. on a Friday morning, and I've received it the other effects of COVID that maybe aren't COVID but are related to COVID. I've gotten those phone calls daily, so it's a chore.
Farley says that it's a team effort to get games played.
Everybody's got a role, and your role might change within one phone call that from a scout team to a starter overnight. So we've all learned that. And I think every business and every person, you guys have learned it in your own life somehow, some way that you can relate to. It's just ours is more spontaneous, and you see the outcome of it on a Saturday afternoon.
Western Illinois 0-4. That'll be an 11 o'clock kickoff today. The Iowa Western football team's opening up their spring season at long last here today. The NJCAA number 2 ranked Reavers will host the number 10 ranked Snow College here at noon today in Council Bluffs. And sports broadcaster Dick Stockton is stepping away after a 55-year career that included stints with Fox, CBS, and NBC. 78-year-old Stockton called at least 1,545 games on network television. The moment that stands out is his call of Carlton Fisk's dramatic game-winning home run in the 12th inning of Game 6 of the 1975 World Series, giving the Red Sox a 7-6 victory over the Cincinnati Reds. Stockton called virtually every sport during his career, including the 1992 and 94 Winter Olympics for CBS. He was the network's lead NBA voice for 9 seasons and had a front-row seat for the league's rise to prominence. That's a look at sports. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.